This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Health and Living. I'm T. Shao Eek, and today I'm looking at a big study published in the journal Nicotine and Tobacco Research. The meta-analysis, led by Professor Peter Hayek from Queen Mary University of London, found that a majority of people who experimented with smoking went on to become daily smokers. Joining us to explain these results is Dr. Nizam Baharom, lecturer in public health from the Faculty of Medicine and Health Sciences, University Sains Islam Malaysia. Dr. Nizam, can you explain what this meta-analysis found?
So basically, this is a study that analyzes several big surveys that qualify for the eventual analysis. So it's a meta-analysis. They found 2,776 surveys, but only 8 large adult population surveys that qualifies for the eventual analysis, which with a total of 216,314 respondents. So it's a large sample analysis. So they asked two questions. Have you ever tried a cigarette? And the second question is, have you ever become a daily smoker? So you may be a daily smoker now, or you might be a daily smoker in the past. They found that proportion-wise, among those who ever tried a cigarette, 68.9%, that is more than two-thirds, progressed to daily smoking. So that's a huge proportion.
Do you think that you would see similar trends among first-time smokers in Malaysia?
We do know that the effect of nicotine addiction is such that is a very strong addiction. So many of those who experimented with cigarettes, if they experimented long enough, they will become smokers or even as daily smokers. Apart from the nicotine addiction as a factor, in the environment, there are loads of factors that encourages somebody to continue to smoke, even children. For example, in Malaysia, I do believe we still have the norm that perceives smoking as okay or public smoking as acceptable in our community because there are smokers everywhere. And if you look at the rubbish on the ground, one of the most prevalent rubbish on the road is actually cigarette butts. It just shows, I mean, this sends a message to children that smoking is everywhere and acceptable. And if you look at the other rubbish as well, which is the cigarette packs, it also promotes this product to the children. So cigarette is being indirectly advertised to children everywhere. They see in their homes, they see among their friends. So we still have this norm that cigarette is acceptable in Malaysia. And I believe these factors perpetuate our children to carry on experimenting with cigarettes.
What is the average age of first-time smokers here?
In Malaysia, I don't believe we have any published data on average age of first-time smokers in Malaysia. However, there is a published data that 71% of those adolescents who experimented with cigarettes tried them for the first time before the age of 14 years old. So that's a huge amount. That's the indication that the age of experimenting with cigarette in Malaysia is quite young. And we've heard cases from school programs where boys as young as standard 1 or 7 years old admitting to have tried cigarettes.
So then what are the measures that would prevent adolescents from experimenting with smoking in the first place?
Well, that would be a multifaceted approach. There is no one magic bullet that would work 100%. First of all, we need to increase the knowledge of our children. When I was younger, we probably do not know that smoking is highly addictive, that if I tried cigarette, I might be a smoker for life. So improving knowledge is one thing. This can be done in many ways, either through a formal channel or an informal channel, like in a family setting. Every little bit helps. Secondly, knowledge alone may not necessarily translate to behavior. Our children, sometimes they know that something is bad, but they still do it. So they need guidance in how to handle a situation where they are offered cigarette by peers. So we could do role play at school or at home so that they know what to do when facing with a real situation. So we need knowledge and we need some skills. Third, there is a lot that we can do in the environment. Our environment is quite encouraging towards smoking, not otherwise. So first of all, increasing the number of places that you cannot smoke will also send the message to children that smoking is bad. There's something wrong about smoking, that people are disallowing smoking in public. Number two, we can increase the age of legal smoking, the smoking legal age, from 18 to 21. Another data that we know is that the average age of becoming daily smoker in Malaysia is 19 years old. At 19 years old, it's the time that when you have more freedom, perhaps a little bit more money from your odd jobs or whatnot, and you can legally buy cigarettes. So it's not surprising that the average age of becoming daily smokers in Malaysia is 19 years old. If we increase this legal age to 21, I firmly believe that we can prevent many, many Malaysian adolescents from becoming daily smokers.
Thank you, Dr. Nizam. That was Dr. Nizam Baharum from the Faculty of Medicine and Health Sciences, University Sains Islam Malaysia. You've been listening to Health and Living on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.